As we continue in our series on the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, and we'll read through that responsively in a moment. It's interesting, we wonder how many times in our lives of faith that we have prayed the words of the Lord's Prayer, and in particular now today of this petition. It's a sad phenomenon that sometimes takes place, I know for me and maybe for you too, that sometimes the things that you say the most frequently can pass through your mind and heart without thinking about them too much. And we think of what a beautiful prayer we have from our Lord that sometimes is maybe so easily kind of just rambled through with words and not necessarily prayed from the heart. I'm at least confessing my sin about that. Today, let's take a note of this petition, this fourth petition, and also Dr. Luther's explanation. Please join me. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all the wicked. But we pray in this petition that he would lead us to acknowledge this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything needed for this life, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, fields, cattle, money, goods, God-fearing spouse and children, faithful servants and rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, order, honor, true friends, good neighbors, and the like. You may be seated. Maybe some of you heard this statistic before, but on 9/11, when those two towers in New York City came down, the wealth that they represented in terms of real estate property and also in terms of life insurance claims that were settled with the loss of life in those towers, if you could take that amount of money and add it up and put it into one sum, it would rank in the top 15 gross national products of nations in the world. Now think of that. Two of our buildings can house enough wealth and prosperity to be in the top 15 nations as far as production of a gross national product. The left side of the New York Yankees infield, Derek Jeter and A-Rod, their annual net worth is higher than the gross national product of a number of nations in the continent of Africa. Those two men. The wealth that we have in this country is just astounding when you think of it. Even those in our nation who are sometimes labeled to be in poverty drive cars, have television, sometimes have cable TV. I'm not saying that's true of all who are in poverty. But the wealth that we have is simply astounding, and the gifts that we are blessed with are astounding. Just think how easy it is to complain about the cafeteria food, and how many people in the world would love to have the selection that we have there every day. Yes, believe it or not. It's easy for us in the midst of all of this blessing and prosperity, it's very easy for us to kind of take these things for granted. It's easy for us to just assume that they're supposed to be there, and also that we deserve them, and they just belong there in our life, and they should happen. And it's easy for us to, if you will, miss the connection between God's hand of providence and all of these blessings that we enjoy in our day-to-day life. And more specifically today, we could even say it's easy for us to miss, as Christians, the connection between all of these blessings and this petition that we pray every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Our Lord wants to keep in front of our minds and hearts the providence of our Heavenly Father, as well as, you might say, our dependence upon God for all of his gifts and blessings, and likewise the thanksgiving that is due him for all of these gifts that we enjoy. And I love that final paragraph that you just read with me as far as what is meant by daily bread. When you look at that again, you can hardly keep your breath reading through all of these amazing gifts that God gives us every day. And Luther so rightly says in the Large Catechism, this petition runs through all interests on earth. No matter what you're looking at in this world and in your life, and whether it's clothing, food, shelter, government, everything ultimately is connected and found in this petition. Unlike dropping manna out of the sky, as he did for the Old Testament Jews in their travels in the Exodus, unlike providing miraculously the oil in the jar or for the woman in Elijah's time, God has not chosen today to operate through miraculous means to provide us with earthly blessings. He certainly could. And maybe once in a while we are astounded by how something comes to us and we may believe that's how it came. But typically God operates through natural means, through work and employment, through season and harvest and all of that, through weather and so on. But because there's a little bit of a separation in that, because he chooses to use natural means to provide for us, sometimes we can falsely miss the connection, and we can forget about more easily how his hand is truly involved in all of this. And we can mistakenly assume that all the gifts that you and I get to have and use in our lives somehow are due to us. Somehow, I am sufficient in how I do things in my life, and that's why I have all the stuff that I do. If you can imagine a parent who works hard at an extra job to give a brand new car to a 16-year-old son, and one day is out in the yard and happens to be around the corner of the garage and overhears his 16-year-old son bragging about this car to his friends and how he now owns it and how he has worked so hard to get it, that would hurt the heart of the parent. It hurts our Heavenly Father's heart when we falsely assume that somehow what we have in our lives and the blessings that we enjoy somehow came from us, and somehow we're the ones that have made these things possible, and neglect to realize His hand in things. Do you like walnuts? 8 billion walnut trees are planted every year by squirrels. Just think of that. That's just crazy. 8 billion walnut trees are planted every year by squirrels. That's all part of God's providence and care for you and me to have that ultimately reach our mouths. It's just fascinating. And you can do stuff like that with a variety of different foods and blessings that we have. And also think of it this way. How quickly and easily God could, if He chose, pull all of these things away from us. Go and study Job chapters 1 and 2. And how quickly, in just a matter of days, God withdrew all of this care and providence. There are going to be many things about our entrance into heaven that will be very enlightening for us. How many of the blessings that you and I are enjoying right now in our lives are we someday in heaven going to realize were directly in our lives because of praying this petition? Give us this day our daily bread. Through the window of grace that Christ has established by His great work on the cross, you and I have access to the ear of God the Father. And we are invited, we are encouraged, we are even lovingly commanded by Christ to make our petitions go through that window to the ear of our Heavenly Father, to ask Him for the things that we need in this life. And the more you study this Lord's Prayer in detail, the more you realize how all-encompassing it is for our lives of faith as believers. God enjoys having His faithful, His children in this world, talk to Him. He loves that. He loves hearing our requests, just like a mom and dad just love interacting with their children and love to hear their requests, even when they know what it's going to be ahead of time. Our Heavenly Father looks forward to our petitions and our prayers, and not only just invites them and says He's willing to listen, but even commands us to do it because He knows it's for our benefit and for our good. We have been given the best of both worlds here in the United States. Just think of the gifts that God lets you and me enjoy and live inside of every day of our lives. And then He tells us that because of what He's done for us through Christ and by faith in Him worked in us by the Holy Spirit, we get to live forever in a place that makes this look like nothing. What amazing thanksgiving we owe to our Heavenly Father. And so let us pray this prayer together thoughtfully and boldly and with confidence and with great joy and thanksgiving in our hearts. Let us rise and join together in the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.